Darren Bailey, the Republican nominee for governor in Illinois this year, is our guest. And I understand you've traveled a little in the last few months.
We do. We're absolutely loving it. We're back in the back on the trail, and we're actually spending a lot of time, as people know, in Chicago. We have an apartment up there, and, you know, it never fails. I come down here for an event because people say, you know, hey, when are we going to see you next? And I get down here, and they see me, and they ask, why aren't you in Chicago? And it's just a never-ending, but I love it. I love it because the people understand that I'm fighting for change for their future, and it is. It's working really well, and it's a lot different feeling 4 years ago today than it was 4 years ago in Chicago.
I was going to ask about that, whether the name recognition and the face and things like that, whether that's happening.
It did. It is. Chicago Magazine interviewed me about a month ago, and it was in a little restaurant just down the street from our apartment, and it's Wildberry Pancakes. It's the number two rated restaurant in Chicago.
We were there over the weekend.
Did you get in, or did you have to stand in line?
We got in, and thankfully it went quick.
Good. Well, so we're sitting there, and the gentleman that's interviewing me from Chicago Magazine just kind of, he was super great, and it was a good interview. He just sarcastically said, well, he said, do you feel like you're in hostile territory? And I said, sir, I don't. I said, and not knowing what was going to happen. Well, what happened was that as soon as the waiter showed up to take our order, he's looking at me and he says, you're Darren Bailey. Can I do a selfie right there? Next thing I know, other waitresses and waiters are coming over wanting selfies. Before I got out of that restaurant, the two owners came over, gave me their cards, and they just said, whatever you need, we have got to have help. We have got to have relief, because they own other restaurants in Chicago. And they're having burning parties where they're burning their tax statements right now, over the weekend. So in Chicago proper, 4 years ago, Mayor Lightfoot put a cap on increases. Those increases are due now. So people are receiving their first installment. They are double and sometimes triple. So, you know, a lot of these problems that we're having here in Illinois, they point one direction and one direction only. Our governor is trying to point at Washington, D.C. and blame them. Listen, I don't care who the president is. As the governor should be working with him, I will be working with whoever gets elected. But there is one person that is responsible for the demise of this state, and that is J.B. Pritzker. And that's what we're wrestling against.
So let me ask you something quick. We don't need to spend a lot of time on it. You think he's going to run for president?
I know he's going to run for president. That's exactly when you have his message, and when that's all he's got to talk about, and when all he can do is go around and tell media, just like we're here today, that he made Illinois more affordable. There is not one single soul that I have ran across that believes that or feels that. So if we allow him to win on November 3rd, November 4th, expect the rollout. He'll be gone. He'll be AWOL. He will be running for president.
I'm not going to say what message, because I know what message. You talked about a fiscal accountability and an accounting once you get elected, assuming you get elected, that you would do a forensic audit, or what phrase am I looking for that you want to?
Well, really, transparency, just full government transparency. And that's actually beginning right now, Greg, when we, you know, a lot of people, this whole Nick Shirley incident, you know, in Minnesota, what he cracked open. I believe that's happening tenfold here in Illinois. So we say non-governmental organizations, NGOs, people don't know what that means. Just think of a subcontractor. When the government, state of Illinois, goes out and gets some help on education, mental health, whatever it is, they subcontract to these organizations. They're tossing hundreds of thousands, millions, hundreds of millions at some of these places. And right now, that's what Nick Shirley exposed. He went around to some of these places. He got the addresses. They were nowhere to be found. He ended up finding the people. They weren't working. They were campaigning for the governor and the party. That's what's happening. Hundreds of millions of dollars going towards that. $3 billion going towards people who are here illegally in 2025 alone. 57 tax increases, and nobody has a clue until you wonder one day why everything's costing so much. So breaking that budget open, $56 billion. You interviewed me in 2018 when I started running for state rep. The budget was $32 billion. Then it's growing to $56 billion, and everybody wonders if we're going to cap property taxes, if we're going to cut the gas tax, if we're going to help out with the energy cost savings, getting those down, where's all the money going to come from to keep building roads and keep doing what we're doing? Number one, it's there. It's in the budget. We're going to find it. But number two, we're going to use that to grow our economy, to get business back here instead of them watching them leave. So those are the two. That's what we're going to do, how and how we're going to do it.
Okay. So there is enough money in the budget.
There's a lot of money that's being misdirected. That's right.
If you get elected, that's the first thing you're going to do. Talk about how you want to be a chief executive for the state of Illinois.
Well, I want to represent and inform and educate the people, but I also realize that, you know, we've got to push politics out of the way. This, and I've been part of that myself, this divisiveness of whoever the president is, of Republican and Democrat. If we're going to survive and thrive in this state, it's got to be we, the people of Illinois. We're all of our problems were created in Springfield by a governor, by an administration, and a governor and an administration can turn all this around. So the beauty of this, I believe, is the fact that, you know, I served with at least half of these people. They're still in office as state reps and as state senators. I challenge many people up in the Chicago area to find their state rep, find their state senator, and just ask them, what do you think about Darren Bailey? And overwhelmingly, the response is when they come back, and it's always the same, well, I don't agree with him, but I do respect him. So we're running on affordability, safety, and education. Those aren't 80-20 issues. Those are 90-10 issues. So when we come to Springfield and we put all personal preferences, all this stuff, that when we focus on making life more affordable, safer, and fixing our schools, everybody's going to come to the table. Because when we win in November, it's going to send shockwaves across this state. Everyone is going to be on notice. I hope that I do not intend on pointing fingers at Democrats, Republicans. I want to work together. But if somebody refuses to come to the table to come up with solutions to fix Illinois, I will be pointing them out. But I believe they'll be there for that reason only, for the, you know, purpose of reelection.
That seems to be the key focus for some politicians. The next election.
They forget all about the promises. They really do. So I'm going to capitalize on that. And you know, I believe in term limits. You know that. We've talked about that before. But regardless, ultimately, the people have to figure that out. Hopefully someday here in Illinois, we can establish term limits. But until then, I've got to figure out a way to get everybody to come to the table so that we can figure out what we've got to do. Cut this nonsense. Cut the pork barreling. Cut you know, stuffing this budget. Let's get real. Let's save this state. And we can only do that by prioritizing our spending and giving relief to the taxpayers.
What don't people understand that they should understand about how things are in Illinois?
Oh, actually, that's an amazing question. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to say 80% of the people. Now, down here, it's a little different because we have, you know, because of our area. Anywhere I go in the state, and you would be shocked at how many people even down here, when I ask them, who is your state representative and who is your state senator, they never know. Almost always, they'll spit out the name of the congressperson, and most of the time, they'll mention one of the names of the two U.S. senators, and just helping them understand, no, those are Washington, D.C. Those are federal issues. Our problems here in Illinois stem from your state rep, your state senator, and especially up in the, you know, Champaign, Peoria, Decatur, and Chicago in the suburbs. And I'm just begging people, develop a relationship. I don't care if you go and you find out they're not of the same party. It doesn't matter. They represent you. Go and cordially introduce yourself. Get to know these people. Hold them accountable when they make bad choices. Pat them on the back when they do something that you like. But if we would focus more on, and that then stems to the real issue, is voter turnout. Make sure that everyone is, make sure that we, our friends and our family, are registered, and to make sure that we at least at bare minimum show up and vote on or before November 3rd. But that is my, you know, we can sit and we can watch Fox, we can watch CNN all day long. You know, they're giving Pritzker a pretty hard time because he's messing up big time. We've got, you know, the Speaker of the House, Chris Welch. who right now is under fire because there's massive fraud and sexual allegations within his party and his people that he knew about and he failed to address. So they're going to hear some of that, but most of what they're listening to in hearings out in D.C., and it has nothing to do with the high property taxes, the high gas tax that we have here in Illinois, you know, our failing schools and our unsafe streets because of the Safety Act. Those are all Illinois issues, and I hope and pray that people begin to focus and study who their state representatives are and what's coming out of Springfield.
I appreciate your time. Thank you for coming by.
Good questions, long answers, but I'm telling you what, we've got to understand what's going on. So go to baileyforillinois.com, blueprintforillinois.com. I don't care who you are, where you're at. Invite me. Show up to our events. I'll be there, and I'll explain more of this in depth.
That's Darren Bailey, Republican candidate for governor in November. And if you aren't registered, get registered. If you don't know how, let us know. We'll let you know about contacting your county clerk. And appreciate your time.
Thank you.